Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio. Now your hosts of Wrecking Crew Radio, Jay and Stu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So I wonder if people realize how interesting this might be, because we started off the show with whatever. We've been on hiatus, and if I sound stuffed up, it's because I was just laughing so fucking hard that I might be stuffed up. We've been on hiatus, and we will continue to be for a couple weeks because of my stupid work schedule, but I'm Jay, by the way, and that's Stu over there playing with his iPhones.
I'm an asshole.
We've been on. Thank you for filling us.
I'm an asshole.
I'm an asshole. We've been on hiatus, and we will continue to be for a while because of my stupid work schedule. But we decided we were going to come down and record a little bonus episode for you guys because we have a special.
That's what she said.
And by special, I mean special guest. In the studio.
Special Ed.
That'd be
special
me.
Special Matt.
I'm Slug. That's it. I would also like to say I'm the real Casey Masterpiece, bitch.
I play chess like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Dude, I gave him so much shit.
I'll cap your ass.
So for those who don't know, this is Slug from Slugcast. And
yes, host of Slugcast.
It's Labor Day weekend. He came into town for the weekend.
He likes us that much.
Drove forever.
So we thought we would sort of come down and just record just extended whatever section. We will be talking about, Lord knows what we're going to talk about here. I don't know. Because we were being hilarious upstairs. But now that we've sat down at the mic, we probably won't say a single funny damn thing. Except that Stu's an asshole.
And my asshole plays trombone.
We didn't capture the moment. It's not as good.
I think you need to explain. We need to explain.
Stewie's butthole made the sad trombone sound.
Stewie farted while we were sitting at the table, and it most literally went. Like, I've never heard a fart like that in my life. And Slug was like, dude, I was like, dude, you just farted two at the same time. And Slug's like, he just made the sad trombone noise. And that was it. I was done. Because he did. He farted the sad trombone. Oh, beautiful. So why don't we talk a little bit about what's going on. So Slug, you came to visit us. Slug is from Missouri.
Yeah.
He's that pathetic he has to come.
And he came here to Cincinnati
all
for the weekend.
My fucking friends just live in other states, and I live out in fucking nowhere in the middle of Missouri.
But it's nice to have the little annoying little brother in town.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Of course, I think I pissed off Questionable Mike last night.
That's easy to do.
It's easy to do.
It's pretty funny.
You get up.
He still loves you.
You look at him
accidentally
wrong,
and all of a sudden, ooh, now I'm pissed at you. So,
but we've had some exciting. Let's see, what the hell did we do yesterday? We took him to Jungle Gyms yesterday. Yeah,
went to a grocery store that's
famous for its bathrooms.
It is ridiculous.
It's the most ridiculous grocery store I've ever seen in my life.
And it's famous
very
for its
ridiculous
bathrooms.
And we took you, and then we came back and we grilled out. We had some people over. Yeah. We set up till 4 in the morning.
And he sprayed
me in the face with beer.
Fucking shot him right in the face with a Coors.
He did.
I'm glad he explained.
He brings one of the Coors Light,
the home draft
fridge things. You know, the big like gallon
and a half of Coors Light
that come out.
CO2 cartridge on it.
So he
and a spout.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking. We're out on my back deck. We're all getting ready to go inside. He picks it up and shut it off. By opening it up and spraying me in the face with beer.
Just picture old episode of Three Stooges where you're spraying each other with the seltzer bottles. That's pretty much what it was, except it was a gallon and a half of
that
beer.
That wasn't beer.
He has a problem with his gallon of beer. I have a problem with my gallon of milk. Whatever.
He takes a shot of beer straight to the face.
I took it like a man right to the face.
This is the look of horror on my face when it happened, too. It was like, oh, shit. I can't believe I just said that.
It was pretty funny.
And then you drop a gallon of milk.
I dropped a gallon of milk, and it pretty much just erupted and poured down my driveway. an entire gallon. And the funny thing, at first it started to fill up the plastic bag, and I thought maybe I could just bring the plastic bag in with all the milk in it and hand it to my wife and be like, you asked for milk, right?
It was in stages, too, which is the weird part. It was like you kind of looked at it, and you're like, oh. Oh, I can save this. This is okay.
I thought that, too. Like, I can probably still salvage this. This
will be okay. And then you start picking it up, and it just comes out more. You're like, okay, maybe I can still do it. And then it just was.
And then I just set it down and let it go. And we were all dying laughing. So my wife sent us to the store to get some certain things, and one of them was a gallon of milk. And I'm like, well, the good news is, hon, I got the milk. The bad news is it's all over the driveway.
And that trip to... What was it? Fucking
Kroger's.
That trip to Kroger's should have had the Benny Hill music just playing the entire time.
Anywhere with you should have the Benny. Let me tell you. Okay. So we grilled out last night and everything, and I had a pretty good time just sitting around bullshitting all of us. Well, today we went to, here in town in Cincinnati, is on Labor Day weekend, there's the WEBN Labor Day fireworks. Now, WEBN is a radio station, a big radio station here in town. And they have Rozzy's, who is this huge family of like firework guys, and they do incredible fireworks.
Puts
together a fireworks show every year, and it's like a there's bands. Our friends from 8 Count played up there, and there's other bands up there, and there's music, and there's, you know, places selling way expensive food and fried Twinkies and Oreos and shit like that.
Overpriced soda. And it's not even good soda.
$3 bottle of water.
You got Sunkist, right?
I got Sunkist, which is pretty good. But I'm saying, if you're gonna sell RC, make it a
$3 bottle of water.
$3 bottle of water. Yeah. So we go down there, and we decide.
Hamburger's pretty good,
though. We decide, you know, we're going to take him down the river. He'll get to see our friends 8 Count play. We'll get to watch the fireworks. We'll have a good time. He'll get to see the river. We'll get to see downtown Cincinnati, which we walked through downtown.
The best part about that whole thing, though, was the people watching. That was so fun.
The booby watching?
Not even that. Just.
Gay.
Like,
gay.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Gay. He watches Tyra.
Yes.
Yes. I'm in touch with my feminine side.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I gotta bring this up. Not you being gay. So I mean the fireworks. So we are.
we're gonna bring up the
So Slug actually drove down to the fireworks, which was cool.
Amazing.
And we park in a parking garage. And as we're leaving the parking garage, and as we're pulling up to the parking garage attendant, Slug rolls down his window, and he's like, "Hi there, little buddy." This young kid with, like, the major afro of the century is like, "Hi." And he's like, "I like your hair." And the guy looks at him, he's like, "I like your shirt." And Slug keeps talking to him. Stu finally just reaches up and slaps him in the back of the head. Because you're like, "Hi there, little buddy."
No, he's talking about,
we match.
Okay,
and he's like, "Yeah, but my bracelet's for..."
Some dude in fucking Africa.
Is in Malawi or something. You're like, "Where's that?" You're like, "Africa?" You're like, "He should probably come home." He's like, "Did he get malaria in Malawi?"
That's when I smacked him.
And Stu just reaches up and smacks him in the back of the head.
Okay, I should probably preface this with the fact that he was waving at me to get me to pull over into his lane.
Yeah.
So I just like, all right, I'm going to fuck with this guy.
So that
so
dictated.
Let's just say as much random
Hi
shit
there,
as
little buddy. It's like you turned into like the creepy skipper from Gilligan's Island, like pedophilic skipper.
"Hi there, little buddy. How you doing? Would you like a candy bar?" "Like your hair."
That was pretty epic hair.
"I like your hair. I like your shirt." "How about we trade?"
No, that never happened. So,
Well, how the fuck is he supposed to trade his hair?
Oh, yeah. Give me your hair. What?
Oh, wow. So what do you think so far? You're in Ohio.
Everything is hard to find, especially if you drive with a Garmin GPS.
Yeah, it gets you lost.
Apparently the entire state of Ohio was hard for you to find.
Oh, my God. Fuck it. Not even that, dude. It was, we were in Illinois. Didn't even get through Illinois, and we were just lost shit.
They told me, he said he was in Illinois, and like we were lost around Chicago and all. I was like, stay there.
Yeah.
It's much better.
It's fun. Dude. It's more fun.
Okay, I should also preface this story by backtracking and telling other stories.
Oh,
every
geez,
fucking trip I take to see you guys anywhere. What the fuck? Oh, okay. Every trip I take to see you guys. I thought the door was opening. So, anyway, every trip I take to see you guys, something bad fucking happens.
Ooh.
This is happening now?
What?
Okay.
Okay.
So every trip I take to see you guys, something bad happens. I'll say that over and over again. You can just
come. Apparently, potholes. You said it like 16 times. No, that potholes wasn't to see
first
us.
Trip, the first trip was the potholes, which is where I met you guys.
That's where you met us.
The first time.
Horror Hound, yeah.
Hit a pothole and blew out two tires.
That was in Indy.
That was in Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis. And had to replace a third, so three tires in one day.
The second time was just Golden Corral.
Second time was Golden Corral. Fuck. No, the first one was Golden Corral, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So Golden Corral the first time, Golden Corral the second time.
Which Golden Corral the first time is what led into because it was so nasty and I hate Golden Corral that I was like, I'm not going to pay to fucking eat here. But they wouldn't even let me come in the doors because they're such.
We can thank Casey Masterpiece for the first,
time.
Yeah. The
thank you, Casey.
Fuck you. No, that whole situation with Golden Corral just sucked anyway. But then, what all happened in Cincy? I almost got my ass kicked in Cincy, which is pretty great.
Which is new.
Not Cincy. It was the Indianapolis one.
That was Indianapolis. Johnny Cakes.
But Johnny Cakes
saved
your
life
the
day.
Which is great. So,
he saved your
life. Nothing better than having Johnny Cakes behind you. In a fight, so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Thank you for adding the words in a fight, because there was one time Johnny Cakes was behind me. And,
I'd be quite afraid.
He was naked. And, oh yeah, true
oh,
story.
Oh yeah, in a pool.
In a swimming pool. We went swimming, and I swam in my trunks, Metal Mikey swam in his boxers, and Johnny Cakes took off all his clothes and jumped in the pool, and began to chase me around the pool. I finally ran into a wall, and he came behind me and fake air humped me.
He came behind you.
Yeah, probably. And when Johnny Cakes does that, you pretty much should just pretend like it's a bear. You should just pretend to be dead. Clark, that you just let him finish.
And you take it like a man.
Take it like a man.
God. But yeah.
And edit all that.
So this, trip. We're driving. It's supposed to be a 10.5-hour drive, and we're not entirely sure what happened, but we stopped. We left Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
We leave Friday afternoon, and then we stopped driving at about 11 o'clock at night and just sleep. Start back on the road the next morning, keep driving, and somehow managed to get 2 to 2.5 hours out of the wrong, like out of the way in the wrong direction. And then proceeded to just get furiously pissed off and almost threw a GPS out the window. And
you definitely
eventually made
lost.
It here, but it was about, we were supposed to get in at 9:45 and didn't get
here
until
almost 3.
Almost 3. In the
which
afternoon.
Was actually perfect timing because Stu and I both had to work full days and I got off at 3 and you text me 10 minutes before I got off. I'm like, I'm off in 10. I'll see you in 30.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
It worked out, but it would have been nice to, you know, just get in and kind of, you know.
So, we took you up to the fireworks.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Stewie got to see old leather lady.
Agra.
Hagra.
That's her name. From Dark
Crystal.
Yeah,
she looks just like her.
Stewie will post a picture of this lady.
It's pretty frightening. We'll do it as our show no picture. We'll,
that was gross.
Stewie got his boobie signed.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Robbie from 8 Count held him down and signed his boob.
Yeah.
I like how he's showing us.
Stewie's showing us his autographed boobie.
So he's like, you didn't look at it, guys.
Very interesting stuff. I've seen his boob. I've seen his left testy.
Oh, I offered the whole stomach thing, and he's like, I want blue.
Not to me. He didn't. I've seen his left testy. I offered him my whole stomach.
Shoot, man, shoot.
No, just want the ball.
Stew, man, stew.
What?
Stew, man, stew. He called me out again.
But the fireworks, they were pretty good, huh?
It was pretty decent, yeah.
Pretty good time.
Yeah. I like the war between Kentucky and Ohio.
Yes.
You know, competing.
They like to perpetuate that whole war.
Incest is best.
What?
Kentucky incest.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, now that you've heard that.
So, in Kentucky, they all fuck their sisters. We got it. Yeah.
Hey, that's what country music is. You listen to it and you end up wanting to go rape your sister.
It's weird. I never listen to country music and still want to rape your sister. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want to rape Stu's sister. I hope she never listens to this. Either one of them.
Wow. Yeah, she'd probably kick your ass.
This took a dark turn.
So let's talk about raping sisters for a while.
Hopefully Eric from NLTOP does not listen to that part.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we're gonna
She's
talk
probably
about.
A little busy right now.
So what's been going on with everybody? Between the three of us, we've all seen Machete.
Oh.
At this point, you got to go see a sneak preview.
Yeah.
Couldn't take your phone in.
Screening. No, they actually did you see that?
What's weird is I called you while you're in a theater and you
put it in the car.
It would have been approximately the same time you were seeing the movie when I tried to call you.
And they knew you had a cell phone on you?
Everybody has a cell
phone. It was in my pocket.
Could have just left it in there?
No, they told us if you have a cell phone, it has to go outside. We will be checking you at the door.
But your cell phone didn't. Your cell phone never went to voicemail. It rang like
my phone
eight
is
times.
So fucked up, man. It really is.
But you got to see the sneak preview, and then Stu and I went on Friday to see
And found a listener at the show.
At the show.
Yeah, the guy.
Not only a slug listener, but a penny cult.
Yeah, we don't know what.
No, I don't even know.
We don't know what penny cult
show.
He just knows what penny cult is.
He mentioned penny cult just in conversation, and I was stunned by that.
Yeah, we don't know what penny cult. And we should probably tell everybody that we're recording. It is like 1:30 in the morning. So, but you got to see it, and then Stu and I went Friday to see Machete, and I'm sure a lot of people. You can't say Machete. It's Machete. But it's his name, so it's okay.
Machete.
But we went Friday, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it at this point. But I am a huge Robert Rodriguez fan. I've seen every Robert Rodriguez movie there is, even Sharkboy and Lavagirl in a theater. Sorry to say.
Okay, he's not Jacob, everybody. He's Sharkboy. That's how it is.
But that movie was written by his 11-year-old son at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can tell.
No. And when I say Jacob, I mean he's Jacob from Twilight.
Yeah, that's just frightening, isn't it?
He's in Shark.
That's
he's Shark
frightening.
Boy and Lava Girl.
And he's only like 17 in Twilight or something like that, and all these. Ooh, we don't talk about
that. Is the creepiest shit.
Oh
my fucking god! Just ass against leather right there.
Pleather.
Pleather.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot.
So we also got to see Machete. Pleather. You guys want to talk about it for a minute?
Sure. Without any spoilers, preferably.
Machete wins in the end.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Machete.
All right, so let's talk about the movie. Movie opens up with like an awesome scene, including the hottest naked chick ever.
There's like
with a cell phone.
With a cell phone. That's all we're going to say. She has a cell phone and she's naked. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Stu and I are watching this movie, and I look over at him through the credits. I said, do you realize half the people in this are either in jail or were in jail? Because it's got Lindsay Lohan, who's in jail, Steven Seagal, who's in jail. Oh, I don't know if he's in jail, but I know he got
in trouble. What was funny about Lindsay Lohan is she was at a crack house when
the very first scene.
Part, and I'm like,
and you know,
that's fucked
there's
up.
Brilliance there, and I kind of like. Was like I'm glad
she
that she would
acting.
Yeah, like but you know she knew that it's like here's the joke because really the fact that he gets her in a crack house pertains absolutely nothing to the movie or her character.
Yeah, and it never gets brought up again.
I think it was done intentionally, and I think she had a good sense of humor about it. Yeah. So give her credit for that. You
she's
know,
like I got problems.
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, horrible body double.
Yeah, which
and we don't understand why
Lindsay Lohan has a lot of freckles.
Yeah, and this body double has not a single freckle. And they never show her face when they're showing her tits. Irritating. However, the chick who played her.
Do.
No, they do not.
Really?
When she stands up. If you're going to say when she
when
stands up.
In the pool?
No, they never show her face and the tits at the same
she's
time.
She's always
not
side
once.
View.
I purpose. And her hair is covering
and
her face the entire time.
And when she is frontal.
Trust
frontal,
me, it's a body
have to
double.
Check it out again.
And when she's frontal,
She's got her hair there, and when it moves a little, Stu's like, she's wearing a freaking pasty. But the chick June, her mom, oh my good lord.
Best set of titties in the whole thing.
And that's what we liked about Machete. No, the movie was awesome. It was campy, bloody, goofy goodness. I love
boner.
Introducing Don Johnson in the credits was fantastic. Cheech is great in it. Everybody's good in it. Jeff Fahey.
So many quotable lines of this movie, too.
Oh, man, and just ridiculous action scenes that are...
Cuban? No, Mexican.
Mexican.
Yeah.
So funny. Stu could not... I mean, I thought he was going to hate the movie based solely on the fact that at one point you're looking at a little bio of him on the screen, and it says, that, says Machete, blah, 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 5'11", and Stu kept going, 5'11"? 5'11"?
He's 5'7".
He's
like
5'7", if even. But that's not the point. No. In Desperado, he calls him, he's like, is it Desperado where they call him the biggest Mexican they've ever met or something like that? And we always thought he was this huge dude, but he's not. He's a little guy.
We actually met him in person.
But he is an awesome person.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Trejo is like just awesome.
Which, by the way... He has got a movie coming out called Vengeance. Coming out.
He's in Iborg, which I just watched. Small part in Iborg. It actually stars Adrian Paul of the Highlander
I thought you were about to say Adrian Barbeau.
I want to say about.
I hope that picks up.
Did you say you've never seen Highlander?
I've never seen
Highlander. You should just watch it first. Don't watch anything else.
I have a DVR.
Iborg special effects were fantastic, and it's a movie called Iborg. But it was actually kind of a fun movie. It really was. And the effects are great. Like, the CG in it is like, I'm like, it's top-notch. Like, it's pretty bizarre. Machete's great. I thoroughly had a blast watching this movie.
It's a cult film.
Over-the-top nudity, blood, and ridiculous scenes.
They didn't do anything subdued.
Making Danny Trejo like a sex object and every girl wants to sleep with him. He bangs Michelle Rodriguez. Did he actually have sex with... No, he didn't have sex with Jessica Alba, but at the end she mounts him on the bike.
Yeah.
He like boinks every chick he meets, which is awesome.
He bangs Lindsay Lohan and his mom.
And her mom, yeah. And he films it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they were going
to...
That's anyway.
Disturbing as hell.
They were going to do each other first.
Which is weird.
Cheech is great in it. What's he say? What's he say to him? He's like, now get the fuck out of here. What is
I absolve you of all your sins.
Now get the fuck out of here. So
crosses him and tells him to leave.
So you're telling me you want me to kill a man? I'll see what I can do.
I love the Padre. He's getting all confused about what he needs to call him because it's his brother.
It's his brother, so. Right?
That was great.
I loved it.
Tom Savini.
This is an making fun of exploitation films, kind of like Grindhouse.
Garden implements used as murder weapons.
It was awesome.
The entire movie.
Just some great scenes. So brief babysitter twins. We get into a little bit.
And every piece of
fighting all over the place.
Scene that you've seen in Grindhouse is actually in the movie.
They reshot every scene from the trailer to add to the movie. Cheech with the guns. You know, all the scenes from the Grindhouse trailer were reshot almost identically and put back into the movie. I really liked Michelle Rodriguez in this. I always think she's hot, but she kind of always plays the same character. She doesn't in this. She's a little bit different. She's still a tough girl, but not like mean tough girl. Yeah. I really liked her in this. Thoroughly enjoyed her. Jessica Alba, I liked in it. I pretty much liked everybody in it.
You just fucked with the wrong Mexican. God damn, fucking love that.
It was a good movie.
I loved how they put that from the line in the trailer. They put it in the movie in a completely different way.
Yeah.
I love that. I was like, man, I hope that shows up in the movie. And then it does, and it's not in the way you expect it.
Oh, and I loved it when he's...
That was awesome.
When he's getting ready to boink Lindsay Lohan and the mom character, the Machete song that starts, it's like, Machete, Machete. It's awesome, dude. It was great. The music
I was laughing too hard.
The music in the film is done by Chingon. I think that's how you say it, which is a band that Robert Rodriguez has pretty much... promoted for a while, and I believe Quentin Tarantino as well. They're like a Mexican. I forget what kind of music that's called,
It's like a certain style of music, and it really fits in the movie well.
Reggaeton?
Robert De Niro was fantastic in this.
Yeah.
Jeff Fahey talks like Batman in it, which is great. He talks like this to the whole movie.
Talks like Christian Bale talking like Batman.
But you know that, like, you know what? Everybody bitches about John that. Connor. I was told, and I don't know how accurate this is. I got to look this up at some point, that the whole Christian Bale talking like that thing, that they say he didn't do it like that. He did, but not quite that gruff, that they added effects later because they didn't feel like he was talking gruff enough. So they this is what I've heard. So I don't know. So everybody's bitching about it. I don't know.
I don't know
if I'll be back again. Did we see any interesting previews? I don't think we did, actually.
I didn't see any because it was the press screening. And literally, like, you got in, you sat in your seat. They got everybody in there, and they just rolled the movie.
I don't remember. We have seen...
Which really sucked, because I wanted at least, like, some more fake trailers, which would have been amazing.
I should also add that last week or week before, I remember, we went and saw Scott Pilgrim with our friend Brian as well, and I really loved Scott Pilgrim. But we saw a preview at the beginning of Scott Pilgrim for a movie called Skyline. Have you seen a preview for this?
Is it about Chile?
No. And we actually thought, when the preview started, I thought it was the sequel to Independence Day. It's about aliens coming down to Earth. Well, these giant ships come through and just open up and start sucking people up into them by, like, thousands.
Who's it made by, do you know?
I have no idea, but it looked fantastically awesome.
Not Night Shyamalan.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. If I see that devil preview one more time. Like, I'm so sick of the preview. I mean, it's like they keep showing the same preview over and over, and I just don't trust that it's even going to be...
I will say he's producing it. It's not directed.
It's the Night Chronicle thing that he's been talking about doing forever, though. It's supposed to be like a trilogy of movies. Yeah. So I don't know.
I may check it out.
I will wait, and if people are coming back saying, you know what, he's back to his Sixth Sense shit, then I'll be like, all right, cool. But after what happened, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Last Airbender.
Let me ask you this. He should be drugged into his field and kicked like the copying machine in Office Space.
What?
Awesome, by the way. Awesome scene. Would you basically call that your Pocket Ninjas? Last Airbender.
It was the biggest. I mean,
it was worse than Pocket Ninjas.
I love the series.
I really want to see Pocket Ninjas because of Metal
Man. Yeah, we told him that.
Yeah,
I love the series of Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I was so looking forward to it. The only thing that could possibly let me down more, and it won't happen, is if Tron Legacy sucks, and I know it won't.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it. So we should also state, you know, I leave for Disney in less than a week. This time next week, I'll be in Disney for my first time. Have you ever been to Disney World?
I've never been.
And you haven't either. Right?
Florida has been like my white buffalo.
Well, next year we're going to go out to Florida. Our plan, that he's wanted to go to Florida forever.
Great
and
white
he never
buffalo.
Quite gets there.
Great white buffalo.
Great white buffalo.
That's Florida is great my great white buffalo.
You don't understand that until you watch Hot Tub Time Machine. Great White Buffalo.
You're going to have to title this episode.
Great White Buffalo.
The Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo. Great White Buffalo. No, 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 no. next year, our plan is, thus far, to go out to Florida with some friends and stay in the condo and, like, hit up Harry Potter over at Universal and all that shit. So that might happen next summer.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
But yeah, this time next week I'll be over there. And I will be on with my wife, and I will actually be on the Disney Indiana podcast talking about it. They wanted to talk to us before I went because it's not my wife's first trip. It'll be my first trip and my kids. So I think that one releases probably Monday or Tuesday this week. I don't know what their plan is because of Labor Day. And when you're hearing this, I have no idea either. I'll put it up this week because it's going to be this. We should talk briefly, because I put up that little thing telling people that we'd be on hiatus for a couple of weeks and that there will be some changes when we come back. Basically, what happened is work pretty much came and looked at me in the face and said, you're working mandatory overtime, whether you want to or not.
It looked him in the face and said, get on your knees, you're sucking my cock.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And we're talking, like, I worked, like, 15 hours overtime. And they're putting it on, like... I had to work full day on Saturday, mandatory, 6:30 to 3. You know, I had to be up at 5:30, and Stu had to go into work. He had to get up at 4:30 to go into work Saturday morning. So it's just kind of put a crimp on when we can record, and we're going to come back, and it'll be here in a couple weeks, probably shortly after I get back from Disney. The problem with that is right after that, I'm going to be at my sister's wedding, and But we'll be back, and this will be a fun little episode to release, because Slug came, and we were like, we were talking, we needed to do this, and you were like, well, let's go down and just fucking record.
Yeah. We've been sitting around the table for about an hour just
bullshitting,
bullshitting, cracking each other, cracking each other up. I can't fucking talk.
Cracking each other laughing.
Cracking each other laughing. Laughing each other's
cracks. We were a bunch of crackers laughing.
Cracking each other in the nuts.
Laughing at Stewie farting.
We were a bunch of crackers laughing.
Pretty fucking hard.
Cracker laughing.
Then we came down and made sweet, sweet music. Stewie flapping
sweet
his arms.
Lemonade, sweet lemonade.
It's just not the
keep
same
doing
as
that
you flapping
keep
your
doing
arms.
That. Keep doing that. I got my groove. Hold on. Look at my hose. My hose is amazing. Give it a lick.
These are just like raisins.
Pull on his winky.
Ooh, that's dirty.
What the hell? Oh, wow.
Wow.
So this is Slap Happy Edition is what it is. Yeah. I'm very tired. I am
extremely tired as well. We did a lot of walking today.
Well, yes. My feet were hurting pretty bad.
Do you see me walking at Kroger's just shuffling my feet the whole time?
No. Well, Kroger's baffles you.
Kroger's is confusing.
It is not confusing.
Okay. I should
Joe Pesci.
This story.
Okay. I should preference it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Walmart that we usually go to over by our house is constantly changing. So it's constantly confusing me, and I constantly have to adapt to the new store because we're in there all the time. So I just go to this other store.
So it should be
throws
confusing
me all
for
off
you.
With organization. For the most part, organization.
Well, you come in and you're like, well, the aisles down there go a different way than the ones over here on the end of the store. But here's the
this
thing.
Is after we
here's the thing. He acts like it's insane.
What
now,
aisle
now
things, were
things I should. I lived in Colorado for a while. So out there, they have King Soopers, not Kroger's. And I've been to Florida. So I've been in Publix, which is their Kroger's, basically.
They're just saying, I've been in Publix.
I've been to all these. I've been to different states and in their grocery stores. And almost every one of them is basically Kroger's, just with a different name. What about you? What'd they have in Chicago?
Dominic's, Jules, and Oscar.
And how were they? Were they pretty much Kroger's with a different name?
Pretty much.
Okay. So he acts like we're weird. I think it's just Missouri that must be weird.
Missouri is very strange.
Like their
sometimes.
Stores must be like bizarre. He's like, no, like right in the middle, there's a diamond shape with our...
Dude, if you saw the Walmart that we have now, like they seriously took the entire snack aisle out of the grocery section and moved it over to where the
baby weird.
Stuff was.
Have you ever...
But it's like all separated and turned around.
See, it's weird that he says our Walmart. Dude, there's two Walmarts within like less than 10 minutes driving
our
distance
Walmart,
from me.
Our Walmart, we shop at.
And here's what's funny. Well, see, again, we're here and we'll be like, which one do you want to go to? The one over here or the one over there? But
I never realized just how small Missouri seems until I come here.
Until you
like,
go someplace that's big.
Everything is just everywhere around you.
Yeah.
5 minutes away from what? This, 5 minutes away from that.
Have you ever went in a Walmart and you get so used to it, and then you go to a different Walmart, and it's the same thing, only turned exactly opposite? Like,
yeah.
Your electronics, which would typically be over here, are actually on the right side, and just
oh, don't even
F
fucking
you all
get me
up.
Started on the electronics section of the Lee Summit Walmart. That is the most fucked up thing. They took it, and like instead of it being like this, they stretched it out and made it extra long.
That's weird.
And then they took the photo developing area and moved it back into where the bathrooms are. Like, the whole layaway area became the photo development area.
The only place that has layaway around here is the one Kmart that's still
we're
in existence.
Still backwards. Missouri.
All the Walmarts here got rid of layaway, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, while I'm on the...
What the hell are we talking about Walmart for?
While I'm here on the show, and this show probably gets out to Richard in Wichita. Richard in Wichita, contact me. You got to come over.
You know, I don't know if he listens to this. He definitely listens to LunarCast. He calls me from time to time for Lunar. And
quit playing with it.
Quit playing with the mic stand. Yeah. This is why we don't typically use mic stands. We just sort of hold them. Mike plays with
Mike.
His mic stand. And that's the scary thing. We don't know what happened to Questionable Mike tonight. He was supposed to show up at my house 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, because I told him last time, like, he'll be here around 1 tomorrow. Yeah, cool. Never heard from him. Not once.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Usually I'll get a text like 4 hours after he's supposed to be like, sorry.
Typical Mike.
See you next weekend. But I just he just sort of never even showed up.
He's probably like,
and
oh, slugs are
I also want to say that all my friends suck, and I'll tell you guys why. Every one of you little bitches backed out tonight at the last freaking minute. It's like, oh, no, I got busy putting in job apps online. Well, we thought it was too crowded down there, so we turned around and went home. Where? Why don't you scratch your vaginas and cry a little bit? Bunch of bitches.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I mean, Brian, your big wiener, was like, oh, I lost track of time putting in job applications online. And Randall and Kara are like, we got done. It was too crowded, so we went home.
Although, you know, they did miss a lot of stuff.
They did.
We saw some great shit. Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf was amazing.
Why don't you explain Papa Smurf?
Papa Smurf was basically a shirtless dude wearing red, I'm assuming sweatpants.
Sweatpants, it looked like. And a red hat.
A red hat, white beard, and he was and very sloppily painted blue.
And a corncob pipe. He was dressed up like Papa Smurf.
And he was
Popeye and Papa Smurf put
walking,
together.
Walking through the field and just saw him from a distance. I'm like, that dude looks like he's dressed like Papa Smurf. And as he got closer, he was.
And then we saw a chick that dressed herself from Kmart. The one with the ICP shirt.
Oh, God.
With her boyfriend who picked up every, as
the
you
hot
called
topic
him,
guy.
Hot Topic guy. Because every single piece of clothing he had on,
he
probably
had
picked
big,
up a hot,
like baggy
black with the
pants
with
the
red
straps,
fucking
zippers for no reason.
With the clunky boots,
you shouldn't have zippers. Unless they have a fucking purpose.
Let's preface it. Skinny guy with glasses on.
Yeah.
This guy was.
Oh,
he had on the
fingerless fishnet gloves.
Couldn't be
that went
any
up to
bigger
his
than metal, Mike.
Yeah, fingerless fishnet gloves up to his elbows. And the club shirt, the club raver shirt,
it's like
with like the blue flames,
almost looks like something you'd wear. Yeah.
Back in the day, it was something I would have worn, but not with I would have just wore it with jeans, you know.
Yeah,
and then
it
he had
look normal.
Then he had the Kmart black hat.
Yeah, that he had the band sign.
Not one of his articles of clothing matched.
Yeah, it was very strange. Sort of then he had thing, the backpack that said Wiccan on the back of it.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
And then his girlfriend, or sister girlfriend, whatever.
He only hopes it was his sister.
We were that
girlfriend.
Close to Kentucky, so it could have been
both.
Dude,
I honestly
thought she was pregnant, and then Connie just pointed out, nope,
she's just fat and wearing a shirt she should not be wearing.
Side boob, you don't want to see.
Well,
side boob.
What are you talking about? She turns around, she had boobs where her shoulder blade should
true,
be.
Yeah. It looked like she was showing her tits, but it was
Then we got to see Way Redneck Guy, and I'll tell you, Way Redneck Guys always have like bleachy blonde hair that's buzzed down to their head, wearing no shirt and cowboy boots that kept trying to do the handspring into a backflip. And he got the handspring every time, but he wiped out on the backflip like 5 times all over the grass. So then they thought it would be a good idea. Maybe he just wasn't getting enough height. So let me have my two buddies lift me up. So I can do a backflip off their hands. And all these guys are talking, and I'm like, bad idea. Ooh, in the history of bad ideas, that's it. They both turn around, they're like, oh, shit. Luckily, his friends were either not strong enough to pick him up or really realized that picking up a dude wearing cowboy boots hurts like a son of a bitch.
You could just see this look of, not fuck it.
Not fuck you, dude. We're not letting you do this.
This is going to be horrible.
Yeah, and lots of hot girls wearing hot outfits. And yeah.
And then some very unfortunate people like the leather grandma.
Leather grandma, you guys will see that. Yeah, that was bad.
Dancing, you unfortunately don't get to see
half
her
shirt
dancing.
Half shirt,
yeah,
the weirdest tan
bad.
Ever
it was
she
bad.
Looked like a handbag.
Oh, she was faking bake all
it
the
was,
way.
It was pretty disgusting.
Years
disgusting.
But I think my camera almost broke trying to take pictures of it.
But the fireworks were fun. I love the finale every time.
I got to try a fried Twinkie for the first time.
You took a bite, yeah.
It was good.
Of my wife's Twinkie, which was interesting.
Thanks for that.
Hey, no problem. Whatever.
It's better than having a piece of your Oreo.
Or your cock.
Okay.
Oreo. Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, it was
I didn't really get the white stuff.
We haven't went to the fireworks in years because as you can see it gets crowded and And it's
I was
just
sweating in places I didn't know I had.
Like your cock.
It wasn't that bad this time around.
You didn't know you had a cock?
I'm kind of chubby.
Probably because you keep watching Tyra. And every time you watch Tyra, your cock folds back up into a vagina.
Amen.
You know, that's
Tyra.
Okay.
That's three people have called you gay now.
I know.
Please don't try to explain the Tyra. Hey, I've been defending him all weekend until he said he watches Tyra. All
right. She did an episode where there was a woman who had two vaginas.
I'm telling you to stop trying to defend Tyra.
You shouldn't even been watching it in the first place.
I don't watch it every day. Watch other stuff.
Every other day?
Oh, my children.
No, actually I don't.
Watch Judge Mathis.
Shit sometimes, too.
Nah, I'm just laughing what you do.
Actually, I did used to watch Judge Mathis.
Crap.
Oh, wow.
Had a Dr. Phil face.
What else we got to talk about, Stu? You know, what do we have to talk about? We recorded a show. It just some of the things got effed up, and we didn't put it out. But we did go see Paramore, which we never actually actually spoke about on the show. And the very next day, Slug here texts me, and he's like, "Chick from Paramore's naked online. Get on there quick and get it." And sure enough.
Oh, so you saw it?
Haley, saw it. I texted him immediately. Haley Williams from Paramore apparently uploaded a. Okay, there are two stories, and one is just a complete bullshit story.
I heard that both
story.
Of them came from her. Well, both of the stories, like according to the
The one's just a BS-y story.
Yeah, she's like,
here's what happened, and I'm saying this is what happened. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. She was uploading a bunch of pictures. Didn't bother to check what she was uploading.
Yeah,
she was dating or
she
is dating.
She thought what she. Was setting was all
she's dating
okay.
The guitar player from
Newfound Glory.
Oh shit!
And really? That's what she took the picture for. And apparently she was gonna send it to him, but instead she uploaded a bunch of twit pics, and there was a topless picture of it in there. Now apparently it was only posted
for
10 minutes,
10 to 12.
By the time they caught it, but the problem is that's enough.
Yeah,
and now it's everywhere.
Shoot.
Pretty much
a
minute
is long enough.
The
long
day enough. After we went to see Paramore. Now, when we went to see Paramore, and she's wearing like a Girl Scout outfit, which was just like hot as all get out. So it was Newfound Glory, Paramore, and Sarah and Tegan.
Tegan and Sarah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And Catawampa.
Tegan and Lilith Fair. You know, here's the thing about the whole thing. Well, no. And Catawatha, who we got to hear a couple tracks. I actually bought the only track of Catawatha that's available on iTunes right now. I bought that because I liked them, what we heard. And then
check that out.
Newfound Glory comes on, and that was a lot of fun. And then Tegan and Sarah. And here's the thing about Tegan and Sarah. We didn't know who they were. Stu and I have never heard of them ever. Yeah. And we thought, there are a lot of lesbians here tonight. We had no idea. Yeah. But there's lesbians everywhere. And then Tegan and Sarah comes on, and you're like, oh. That's why.
That was another fun
they're,
part about
they're twin movie. Sister lesbians.
Spot the lesbian.
And they're singing and everything. And Stu and I are really like, you know, Stu's like, I'm not really getting into it. And I said, they're good.
You should probably specify. They're not lesbians with each other. They're just
both I have
lesbians.
No idea what they do. You told me they were twin, twin lesbian
the
girls.
Show with that, that
probably not. But
probably not.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So we're listening, and Stu's like, you know, I can't get into it. I'm like, yeah, but they're not bad. He's like, no, just completely not our style of music. And I said, you know what they sound like? He says, what? I said, they sound like, what's her crap? Sinead O'Connor, if she was around today. That's what they sound like. And apparently they have a huge following, though. Yeah. Apparently people love them. People were singing and screaming and going nuts. And they're not bad at all. I mean,
yeah, like the girl
it's
in front
just
of
not...
us actually knew them. So
how about the girl in front of us?
Yeah.
So we come in, we sit down, and it was pretty much first come first seating, whatever. And we got some seats, and we sit down, and there's this cute little Latino girl right in front of us with her hot blonde friend, and I think her older sister and her boyfriend. We go to sit down, and this chick instantly turns around, and starts talking to Stu. I don't even know what she's saying, but she's talking to Stu. So throughout the night, she's getting wasted. And we're like, she's got to be old enough. Because she kept going out and buying beer. And
come to find out.
Stu, at one point, Stu's got his camera, and she just grabs her friend. She's like, take a picture of us. So Stu's like, all right. Takes a picture. I'm like, did you
I
offer?
Just had a zoinks look. Like,
I was like, did you offer to show him the picture, like, Stu? He's like, no. I was like, offer to show her the picture.
and ask her if she's got an email. You can send her a copy of it too. So Stu's like, oh, you guys want to see the picture? And she's grabbed Stu's phone.
Okay, this should be a new segment, by the way. Failed opportunity.
No, hold up.
No, this wasn't failed.
Okay. She grabs Stu's phone to put in her phone number or whatever, so that he could, she's like, she's like, I'm on Facebook.
She
so,
put in her cell phone number.
Oh, wow. So this was not a failed opportunity.
Hold on.
No,
nice
no.
belly, by the way.
So.
Oh, fuck.
She gets pretty wasted. She gets pretty drunk. And at one point, she's like standing up on the chair, and Stu and I are behind her like, oh, shit. And Stu was waiting to catch her when she fell, and she ended up moving over, and I'm the one who had to catch her when she actually fell backwards. I'm freaking me out. And I'm like, they finally made her get down, but she's a little girl. She's real short. So Stu starts checking on Facebook to even find her like the next day or whatever, and finds out like she's like
19.
Just graduated high school and getting illegal beer somehow because she's hot,
I guess. She's now a student at NKU.
But she's very hot.
KU?
She's very cute.
NKU.
Oh, NKU. I was like, at KU.
Very cute. And her blonde friend was cute, too. I was like, dude, if I wasn't married, I would so take that one. You could, then we'd be good. She was very cute. Very, very cute girl. But we saw Paramore, and I wasn't actually supposed to go. The person who was supposed to go with you had to back out at the last minute, and I literally went the day before. I was like, okay, let's go. And I had a really good time, though.
Yes.
They were really good.
Yeah, we saw him with No Doubt a year ago, and it was.
I'm actually jealous about that.
Yeah, that would have been a really good concert. Paramore,
really
No Doubt.
Good.
That would have been good.
It was a Bedouin Soundclash, Paramore, and No Doubt, and it started raining right in the middle of the thing, and not a single person cared. It was.
Well, see, we were in
a
pavilion,
shit,
so it was hot. Oh my good lord, it was hot. Oh,
yeah, it got a little better once the sun went down, but still,
yeah. But it was a great show. At one point, they brought out a sofa. And a lamp. It looked just
the
like
whole
the Friends sofa.
The whole
and I thought for sure they were going to start going, so no one told you. Which they should have, because I would have lost it.
It looked like the Friends?
Couch
the
from...
cover?
Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
I'll be there for Stu.
And then
it
she actually...
Work. You
they're
can
from,
put it into anything.
They're from, yeah, I told you. You can put Stu in anywhere that you is...
I feel like I need to poo or stew.
Anyway, now they're from Nashville.
Oh my god!
And so at one point she's saying, "You're not woman enough to take my man." And I looked at Stu. I'm like, you know what's frightening is she could have been a country singer had she chose to. And I'm very grateful that she chose not to. That was bought at Horror Hound.
Yeah.
You're looking. He's looking at a copy of Battle Royale. That's sitting in the room, and it's
amazing,
that is actually from Horror Hound. But yeah, we got to go see Paramore, and I really enjoyed it. I was sort of I had a Paramore album on my iPod, and I liked them, but I wasn't as big a fan as Stu was. But I did enjoy them, so I had a really good time. I'm glad we got to go to that.
Okay, I got a question about Paramore. Actually, did everybody go apeshit when they played the song that's on the Twilight soundtrack?
Did they play the song off the Twilight soundtrack?
Yeah, they did.
There were people who were kind of like leaving.
Oh,
like,
hold up.
Oh, they're not
hold up.
Play
hold
it
up.
And lost her.
Hold phone. Up. Because I got to ask. I didn't know they had a song on the Twilight soundtrack.
Yes.
What song did you insist that we wait for, though, Stu? What song was it? Was it?
Misery is My Business.
Okay, so that's not the one off the Twilight soundtrack.
No.
And that's the one we. It was a weeknight and we had to work, but it was their encore freaking song.
Yeah.
We had to wait for the encore. A lot of times, Stu and I will leave at encore just so we can beat the traffic and everything. We'll stay until encore. Depends on the band.
This is one of the unusual. I actually wanted to hear them play it.
Yeah,
it just depends on the band.
By the way, mentioning encores, No Doubt did an encore. They did Stand and Deliver, who I can't remember who did that.
No Doubt.
No, I mean, it was a cover, but they brought out every member of the other bands. So they had
so
whole first
kinda
band.
Like,
I like when they do that.
Kind of like Poison.
All the Paramore, and thing. They all had fucking drums.
Yeah, but Poison came out with all the bands that were there
awesome.
And did rock and roll all night and, like, annihilated anything Kiss ever thought about doing. They brought out, it was Poison. Was it Rat? Was it that the Rat one? I don't know.
Cinderella.
There was like three bands that come out and did a cover of Kiss's Rock and Roll All Night, and it was way better than Kiss's version.
That's awesome.
It was really good.
It's been a new thing with the drum solos and everyone coming out with drums.
Yeah, like Adrian from No Doubt had the marching band snare drum, and he was doing that, and they had like just 8 or 9 other just drum sets, and they would all stand around them just banging on them, playing Stand and Deliver, and just, you know, the guitar player and bass player from No Doubt were playing the actual guitar parts, but everybody else was just going on drums. It was really fun.
That's what
cool.
311 did at one point. They brought out drums. Yeah. It's like one drum, one cymbal for every member of the band, and they were all doing like this. It was really cool.
They also did that for Hailstorm as well.
What about you, Slug? Have you seen anything or done anything in the last...
Tom Machete.
We established.
Yeah.
Nothing this summer.
I live a very boring, low-key life. Checked out.
What a way to get people to listen to your show.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's actually why I haven't
done
it.
I'm a boring son of a bitch.
Very recently, so. I actually have an episode and a half recorded, just haven't ever posted.
Well, by the way, the free flowing format of the show is what you're probably going to come to expect from here on in, but with some craziness thrown in. But one of the things that we've always been really
this
big.
This is very spur of the moment right now.
But that's what a lot of the show is going to become. We're going to do a lot more things off the cuff because the spontaneity is a lot more fun.
Off the zipper.
There's going to be, yes. I don't know.
One of
the things that this show is big on and that we hope to continue to be big on is music. So have you discovered any new music lately that, you know, something that you didn't know about?
Four Years Strong is a band that I'm really...
We tried to hear them at Warped Tour, but ended up missing
them.
We
missed them by it sucked. We could not find... It said what stage they were on. We couldn't find it anywhere, and we found it right basically as they came off. And we were pretty, because you were like, you had suggested them to us.
Like, dude, you gotta
However, while looking for them, we were given these new Twizzler things.
Oh, the
Kazoozles?
Which were fucking awesome.
And I had to try some, so I got it after I heard you guys talking about it. I've heard Zombie Farmer.
Talks about them, yes.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then you guys confirmed that
they gave us
right.
a free
she wasn't
one.
Just sugar high the whole time.
Did you like
Holy
it?
Holy shit.
They're good, right?
It took me 2 days to eat it. But they were fucking good.
Really? I just downed that some of the bitch.
It was like...
Well, I didn't want to rot my teeth out, because it's like fucking... It's sugar wrapped in sugar.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good sugar and good sugar.
Oh, dude.
That and they were giving away monsters.
So what
there,
I need to look this band up on...
I drink it... I drank a monster while I ate the Kazoozles.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't fucking talk about monster energy drink, but...
Yeah. Some people don't like it.
Yeah. Fucking goddamn. Anyway.
So I probably just need to check this band out on iTunes at some point so I get to hear them.
I think I may have the CDs with me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I
can't wink very well. So
we went to see Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and there's a band in it that plays, and they play this really killer song. And like in the movie, my buddy Brian looks over at me, and he's like, "You like this song?" I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta freaking find it." He's like, "Me too." So what I did is I got home and I went on iTunes. Well, I went on Google and I looked up the soundtrack to find out the name of the actual, because in the movie it's a fake band, and I knew, I was like, that has to be a real band playing this.
Yeah.
So I went and found out who did the song and what the song was called. And then I go on iTunes, I'm like, I'm going to buy the song, right? So I bring up the Scott Pilgrim album, and the freaking album, iTunes downloadable album is $16.
God damn.
I'm like, why, well, I'm screwed, I just want that song. You can buy every song off the album for 99 cents, except for two that are album exclusives. And Black Sheep by Metric is one of them.
Fucking hate.
So I just went off iTunes and got Metric, and I've kind of discovered the name of the band is Metric, and I really enjoy them. And you said they've been playing the one song,
Girls, Guns, Gold, or
yeah,
something
Go
like that.
Guns,
played that a lot,
which is a really cool song.
Yeah,
really cool band.
Yeah,
and the song is called Black
they also
Sheep.
Play, Help, I'm Alive.
They, once in a while. You know, what's funny about the.
They almost overplayed it, and then it just disappeared, and then Guns, Girls, or whatever the hell it is.
The Scott G-G-G. Pilgrim soundtrack, a lot of it's done by Beck.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, he doesn't perform it in the movie. Other people do, because there's a couple different bands in the movie. It's like a battle of the bands and shit. But Beck actually did a lot of the songs in it, which is pretty interesting. Well, I was just going to ask you something, and I completely spaced it like that. We were talking about that, and then I was like, the band, and we go see this, and there's some band.
The thing. It's like that guy that was in that movie.
What about you, Stuman? Any new music you've... Oh, yeah. I also discovered, I know, I'm a little behind the fold. That's what made me think of you. I'm a little behind the fold, but I just discovered that I love Katy Perry. I'm in love with her, but I also really like her music. And all I knew up to this point was like, you know, I kissed a girl. And, it, you know, it was all right. It was catchy. But I grabbed that album that song's on. I was actually going to get her new album, and I couldn't find it, so I bought the old album instead. And I really dig it. Like, I'm like, wow, this is not what I thought her music was going to be like at all. And plus the video for California Girls, and she's naked on a cloud. I'm done. I'm like, that's it. That's all I need right there. But, yeah, she's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really good. Like, and fun to listen to. I really enjoyed it. I kind of discovered that. Which is cool.
Speaking of like chick singers, have you ever heard of Lily Allen?
No.
Pretty good. It's she's kind of got the, you know, Katy Perry kind of thing, but with like more controversial lyrics. And she actually has a song called "Fuck You," which is pretty great. And it's basically her just telling this guy "fuck you" very much, and you know, it's pretty awesome. So, but she has a pretty big following over in the UK and. And I guess she's like on the tabloids.
What
like,
are you laughing for?
She's just yawning.
Well, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Sorry.
I didn't realize you were yawning.
Plus, whenever you talk, I fall asleep. I know. No, I'm just talking with you.
Great.
So, what about it? Do anything?
I should call it sleep.
Anything
cast.
New that you've sort of grabbed onto in the last month or so, or last 3 or 4 weeks?
Not really. I mean, there's a couple shows I'll be going to here shortly.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be gone next week, but you are going to X-Fest?
I'll be going to the Resonate Festival.
And Resonate. Yeah.
And Resonate, where A-Count will be.
A-Count.
But then I am going to go to X-Fest, which is actually with Seether, Sick Puppy, Shinedown, and quite many, many more.
I was going to go with...
me.
Stu?
To X-Fest.
No.
It's like you've known this guy for how long?
Paper Tongues are going to be there, right?
Yeah, Paper Tongues will be there.
Who else is going to be there? There's a bunch of... You've like left some major people out, and I can't even think of... Isn't it... is it not Papa Roach, but... shit.
See, there's Sick Puppy Shine Down.
Somebody else. Anyway, I was supposed to go, and then we realized... we were talking about it. You're like, hey, which tickets you want? Thank God I didn't buy the tickets, because we were just talking away like, yeah, do we want... Well, I don't know if I want to get the pass. That's kind of expensive.
I was going to get VIP pass.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. When is it? And he's like, oh, it's this date. And I'm like, I'm going to be in freaking Disney World. Like, so he's like, oh, I guess you're not going. I was like, no, I guess I'm not.
And then, was it here in coming October? There's like a couple concerts I want to hit up.
Oh, Seether, though, dude. Yes, I like the song they do with Amy Lee. They do the version without it. I can't stand it.
There's a couple out there that I don't mind.
They are in Kansas City non-fucking-stop.
Are they from there or something?
No.
That's weird.
They're just there fucking time.
It's probably a pass-through state, and they've always passed through.
Dude,
so.
It's like literally every
I'm
concert.
So glad that I heard you say pass-through, because I thought you said it's probably a pasture state.
That's what I thought he said,
and I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but...
No, there are pastures, like, but it's not that bad.
But he said it's probably a pass-through state,
yeah.
Which, yes, it's in the middle of everything. You kind of got to go through to get...
Yeah,
if you're going from east to west, that's pretty much the middle of it all.
Yeah, our local rock station, 98.9, they bring Seether like almost every show.
Really?
So it's gotten to the point that...
Oh, so it's like Tom Savini at horror cons.
Except he's entertaining Seether. To watch. That's the thing.
He can be.
But my friends who go to the concerts that they're at, they've literally gotten to the point where they're like, I don't even need to go to that concert anymore. And they've actually started dropping off in attendance because they have the same bands.
Oh, time. So to cut Slug off completely but talk about them on the same thing, I pulled up the Slash album today.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing him tracks. He's like, I got to hear this Fergie track. So I was playing him that. He's like, this is good. And I was like, here's the Kid Rock one. He was like, oh, I don't even like Kid Rock.
Yeah,
this is
like,
awesome.
Holy shit.
And then I did the Fergie, Cypress Hill, Paradise City. He's like, that's Fergie? I'm like, I know. This album is fantastic. I told you. I did the same thing to Mike. He came over and I was like, you got to hear this. And I wasn't telling him who it was. He didn't know it was Fergie. He didn't know it was Kid Rock. And he's like...
You got me with the Bee Gees thing.
I played a Bee Gees song from the 90s. And he's like, I was like, who is this? He's like, I don't know. I was like, it's the Bee Gees. He's like, holy shit. But I did that to Mike. And he's like, he heard all these tracks off the album. He's like, give me a copy of that album. Yeah. And he come back to me like 2 weeks later. He's like, I've listened to that album. It's fantastic. I'm like, yeah, you know, Slash is looking at Axl right now like, fuck you, motherfucker. I do good shit.
It's no spaghetti incident.
It's no Chinese democracy.
Whatever you
spaghetti want incident's a good out.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's you know, it's no sugar, sex, magic, taste my tongue.
Blood, sugar, sex, magic.
Yeah, whatever you said. Yeah. But it's still, it's not a bad album. Yeah. It gets a little boring. There are some tracks on it I could care
which,
less
by about. The way, talking about music, Papa Roach's new album came out this past week. Time for Annihilation. Go buy it. It's awesome.
Time for Annihilation.
Well, hopefully you guys can find some pretty decent bands on those.
Well, you brought a lot of music to us to sample.
Shit
so.
Ton. I could have actually brought more and didn't think about it until after I left. So, yeah. Pretty decent stuff on it. What was that?
Sorry, I was deleting something.
Oh, okay.
That was me picking my nose.
Wow, that's painful sounding.
His nose shatters probably, every time.
He's probably
he picks
back that finger off a little bit there, brother.
Oh,
I did it again.
Oh. I'm bleeding.
So we've been talking for an hour. Do we have anything worth listening to at this point, say? I don't think we do.
No.
Not really.
I could try to lift cheek, but I don't know if anything's
really
come out now.
You wouldn't. Dear, we were at the fireworks and that announcer thing came on. It's like, there's plenty of room down on the wall, or perhaps someone just sharted. It's like, what?
It was the perfect time because everybody in the area was just silent, and we just hear it over the loudspeakers. Like, did they just say "shart"?
Yeah, they said "sharted."
That's awesome.
It's WBN. That's what they do.
It's almost like the Ford guy. He just said
"micro
blah 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 free." What?
Yeah, there's a dude at the Ford booth next to us. And he had like a. I mean, he's like. Less than 5 feet away, he's got a bullhorn, and all we hear is, what is your brother? A pre. I think he did it on purpose. Like, free shit. Like, he said free.
Yeah, usually people come around when it says free.
Yeah, you'd be amazed what people sign up for when shit says win this or this
dude,
is free.
We signed up to win, and we haven't heard back yet, so we probably lost. We signed up to win a waterfall at a little river festival that we went to.
A waterfall?
A waterfall.
Don't
that you, like, installed
go
in your
winning
in your
waterfalls.
I stick to the toilets and sinks
awesome.
That you're used to.
I do a lot of things for radio stations, like enter in.
Like suck the cocks of the DJs
yes.
or whatever.
Takes. Like enter in contests and all that stuff.
The dick-sucking contest.
I mean, that's actually how I win majority of my tickets, is actually win stuff.
I love how he's agreeing. That
he's like, I get a majority of my tickets by sucking their dick.
Well, you got
so to completely get off the crudeness for a second. And I mean, yeah. So
I was trying to get to a point, but that's
cool.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought the point was that you get majority of your tickets by winning them in contests.
Well, I'll also enter in stuff and win other stuff, too.
So glad you got to that point.
Well, you cut me off, so I was.
Well, I thought you got to your point. How about you do what you do to get the tickets and suck my dick, all right?
How about I shut your face?
Ooh.
What? It's not open right now. Can we proceed?
Yeah, you're flapping.
So, shut up.
God.
Can we talk? I'm going to tell you what I did to my mom. If I put my seatbelt on, would you shut up? That was so brilliant. And she wasn't even talking about my seatbelt when I said it. And then I put the seatbelt on. She started talking to me. I was like, apparently not. And then she hit me in the back of the head, which is awesome. No, so Stu and I have been going to martial art class. It's been a little over a month now.
We are ninjas.
We are ninjas, officially. We got our ninja license. They've been beating the shit out of us. And I don't mean because they've been coming up and hitting us. I mean, like, two little chunky boys in their 30s. Have been sore as hell.
We've been doing this willingly, too. Yeah.
But you know what, dude? For as sore as I get, how much fun are you having?
Have you told the story of him and the other guy sparring?
Well, it's not sparring, just training.
Training.
Who, me?
No, Stu.
So we're in class the other day. We're in class the other day, right?
Stop, don't.
And I'm
stop,
like, I'm coming
don't.
From work.
Oh, like people don't know that you do this.
Oh, yeah, because you just did it a few minutes ago. But it's a great story.
Mike did,
I'm
too.
I'm coming from work, and
might actually be listening.
I stopped by my house briefly to change into my uniform, and I'm flying to get there. And I know I'm going to be late, but I'm only like 5 minutes late. Why are we get there? People are already teaming up, so... Stu's teamed up with this kind of younger guy, and he's like, sorry, man, I tried to wait for him. I'm like, it's cool, you know, I'll just team up with somebody else. Well, everybody's already teamed up. So Sifu Reed is like, asks this guy who's been there for another class, this big dude, I mean, they call him Tank, and he's a big guy, to partner up with me. And I'm like, holy crap. I mean, this dude is huge everywhere. I mean, like, he's big. You know, arms and belly,
like
belly and everything
Jeremy
else.
Big?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know about that, but probably. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, good Lord, don't let us do jujitsu tonight. And of course, it's jujitsu night. I'm like, great. So this dude's going to be laying on top of me at some point. right.
Dillo, cut that out.
No. So sure enough, and I'm telling the whole story the way it came to me. This is the way I got the story. All right. So you got to hear. This is great. So sure enough, you know, we got to get in this stance. And you know, everybody, you're laughing, and all these people say that to us all the time. Like, I don't think I could do that. I'm like, you know, it seems creepy and like you're not going to be until you're actually in the class, and then you just do it because that's just what you do.
Because everyone's doing it.
So I get down, and we got to do this leg lock, and then we flip him around, and then we, like, do an arm bar on whatever, and, you know, pin him and everything. Well, he's like, yeah, go ahead and try to lock your legs around me. You might want to lift it up above my love handles. You're probably not even going to get your legs locked. I'm like, son of a bitch. Well, they have to do this move where they, like, they're on us, and they pop up. They put their hands on our chest to shove themselves, like, hop up by pushing off our chest. Then they flip around and, like, knee us. And this boy pushes up off my chest, and I'm like, breastbone gone. You know, like, I'm done. So I get up, and, you know, we're at classes over and everything, and I'm walking up to Stu, and I'm all, like, in pain. I'm like, oh, man, I was a little bit. And Stu's just like, yeah, well, when the dude did that move on me, and he goes to hop up off my chest, I farted. Dude, like, keep this in mind. Dude's laying on top of Stu, shoves up off his chest. He's in between his legs, and Stu farts. I said, what happened? She was like, he just started to laugh, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, so you farted on a dude in martial art class? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you should have just been like, defend that, motherfucker. Submit. So Stu literally farted on a dude in martial arts.
Hey, self-defense.
There was no defense for him.
The best defense is a good offense, and nothing more offensive than that.
He might have got offended.
I laughed so hard on the way home from class, you have no idea. I called my wife, and I'm like, guess what Stu did? He farted on a dude in martial arts class.
I didn't even know that.
Then you called me and told me.
Dude, just think about the sheer brilliance of it. He doesn't know this guy. It was a guy he got partnered up with that he didn't know. He can't even remember the guy's name, and he farted on him.
You'll remember him now, though.
But, I mean, this is the fence. You know, the dude, like, I mean, he's pushing off of him, and it's just like
forcing it all.
Like, you should have been like, your fault, you pushed it out of me.
He's like, it's okay, man. It happens all the time.
Yeah, the dude's like, it's happened to me before, too. But the fact remains, I was like, what did the dude do? And he said he just looked at me and just started to laugh. Like, you farted. Oh, it's fantastic.
It wasn't yoga and you're all sticking your ass straight up in the air.
It's fantastic, man. But the
it
class.
It was close. It was close
the
enough.
Class has been amazing, dude. The stuff we have learned in like a month and a half or whatever has been incredible. We are learning, like, it's just bizarre. And it, dude, I mean, you get up there and you're like, Like, we, every time we try something new in class, I'm like, I want to do that now. I want to do that now. And so we, like, run and we buy the collie sticks, the Eskrima sticks or whatever, because we know that we're using them in class a little bit. And we're up there one day and we're learning this really cool, like, stick fighting technique where you can take people down. And I'm like, that looks pretty interesting. And then he's like, now watch this. And he drops the stick and he's like, I can do everything I just showed you with my bare hands. I was like, I want to do that. So I run out, I buy the sticks, and Stu buys a set of sticks. And we're practicing class and I'm just not getting it. I'm just not getting it. And all of a sudden I get home and it clicks. I'm like, I can do it. So I get my wife and I teach her it. And same thing. She's like, I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. And now she, then what, all of a sudden she's like, I got it. So now my wife can like hit me with a stick and pin my arm and flip me over, which is really cool.
Let's be moving that into the bedroom.
Dude, it is so much fun though. And Stewie here has lost, 17 pounds? Just from doing the class, yes.
And I have a gym membership, but I haven't.
He
really
hasn't been using his gym membership. He just goes to class like
the class has been kicking my ass. I've gone every day except for one day.
And the thing that sucks is because of Labor Day weekend, they're closed. And typically, we go on Saturdays, and they're closed tomorrow.
Luckily,
Monday too.
Though, so I had work Saturday, so I didn't have to.
Yeah, but we're having like major withdrawal, yeah. So we won't be able to go back to class till Tuesday.
We're staying in a McDonald's, the worst place if you're trying to lose weight. And you guys are just looking at each other going, dude, I need to go back to class.
I miss class, man. Withdrawal. That's the way it is. It's insane, but we have. It's such a self-esteem
it's
builder.
Funny the fact that I've never had a fascination with martial arts before, and I'm going more than
he's
these
going
guys
more than
are.
Me. Well, because he can.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I would go as you know, but I've got a wife and two kids. I need to spend some time with them. You know, Stu's been going every night though.
You go to bed with him.
What was that laugh?
Hey, it's better than our friend Brian.
Why don't you do your Metal Mikey laugh?
Mikey, you can hit him.
Metal
later.
Mikey, that was Slug.
Dude,
you know how to get a hold
that,
of him.
Though, man.
You
I
can hit him at Horror House. Awesome.
Well, before we actually close this thing out, because we've been talking over an hour and everything, but I do want to say we were actually recently on an episode of Action Attraction with Metal Mikey.
Awesome.
Go over there and check that out. It's a good if you're not already listening.
Recently?
To Action.
I thought that was like a month ago.
No, not last episode, but the one before.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been listening to Action Attraction, this is a good time to start. Go over there and listen to that, and just listen to the rest.
If you listen to Disney Indiana Slugs,
I'll be
you're
on
there.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, and
Mike too in the background.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah,
giggling.
And, of course, go over to Penny Cult and listen to all the Wunderhafen shows over there. The only two that seem to be consistent these days are Vices and Teramo and Know Nothing Music.
True, but I will say this. I now have two episodes out of Cinema Sinistre.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you had two fans.
I take that back. Yeah. Spooky Bill, if we're talking the video, Spooky Bill is very consistent, too.
Spooky Bill
and Pathophysiology
awesome.
Of the Living Dead is his show, and it's awesome. It's on YouTube.
And
go.
He's also the host check of it. Episode 2.
Check it out. I do also want to say that our good friend Patrick, and I do mean good friend, awesome. We love Patrick. He's an awesome guy. Just started his show. I think he's five episodes into Scream Queens.
Five or six.
Called Scream Queens. That's with a Z. Here's the funny thing about it. Patrick tells me, you know, I'm going to do a show. I want to do my take on horror films. And I'm like, you know, horror casts, there's so many of them at this point.
But there's a twist to it.
Well, and I'm like, but it's Patrick.
I love his tagline, though.
And he's you know, I'm going to listen because he's my friend. You know what? I started listening because he's my friend. But his twist on the horror genre and he is so entertaining to listen to. Just, it's so much fun. And another thing that I really appreciate that I've learned to respect and stuff is that he does bite-sized shows. It doesn't, you know, 40 minutes is like one of the longest. And that's I like that. And it's Patrick. I mean, Patrick says fuck you and you laugh because he's like, it's not just it's fuck you. And that's he tells everybody, he's like, that's my catchphrase.
Yeah.
And occasionally Mr. Brad's on there with him.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a small. It's not really a major part of the show. Like he says, he's gay, and he's like, I'm doing this for gay people, but straight people can enjoy this too. And he's right. There's no like, I'm not gay, I can't enjoy this show. Absolutely, you can. It's hilarious. It is a really good show.
Have you heard the tagline that he uses?
Yes,
that's awesome.
Well, like the opening line.
What is the tagline?
No.
Are you talking? My name is Patrick, and I'm a scream queen. And so are you.
No, I was actually talking about scream queens.
It's hard to do. I can't say scream queens too.
Scream Queens, the podcast where horror gets bent.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Love that, dude.
That is really good.
Well, because he's always said that it's kind of like a thing where the gay community is not exactly
horror friendly
or whatever.
He said they're a small group, and the ones that are, and he's like, I want to, yeah. But it does, I mean, does it get into the show a little bit here and there? Yeah, but it doesn't. That's not like a big part of the show. It doesn't matter who you are, gay, straight, you know, it's just anybody can enjoy the show. It's funny, and Patrick is so, like, he's like hyper.
He's a fucking charismatic guy.
He's a character.
Yeah.
And it, like what you get on this show is Patrick, and it's so funny, because he said on the show, he's like, I have a voicemail line, that's right, all you other podcasters can finally get back at me. And I thought that was brilliant.
That was awesome.
Because he, you know. So go or check out Scream Queens.
Like, just berating every podcast he calls.
Yeah. But he does it in a fun way. He loves everybody. He's kidding.
I don't think there's ever been an ounce of hate.
Nobody takes it seriously. Yeah. Everybody knows that Patrick is like, this is just his way of saying, you know, if I make fun of you, I accept you.
Yeah.
And I expect you to give it back. Yeah. You know, and he'll laugh and he'll... And all that comes across in the show. And we're like gushing over it, but it's Patrick. Yeah. And if anybody deserves it, it's Patrick. Go to YouTube or iTunes. Yes, he does. He does, absolutely. And it's some funny shit.
Yes.
Go to iTunes though and look up Scream Queens with a Z under podcast, and you'll find it. And yeah, I kept forgetting to. I was like, I need to subscribe. And at first, he wasn't on iTunes when he first started. I'm like, I need to subscribe. And you and I talked the other day, and I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm going to do it right now. I subscribed, and then I listened to like three episodes the next day at work. I'm like, boom, boom. I was like, I'm just knocking them out because they're so entertaining. So go over and check that out. Patrick, good job. We love it. And hopefully we can give you at least a listen or two because nobody really listens to us. You can go check out Slugcast if you want, I guess.
Loved people in podcasting, though.
You don't have to, though.
Yeah, if you want. It's cool. I understand.
It's not as much fun not as much fun giving you shit when you're in the room.
Yeah.
And you're giving it
I am the annoying little brother. Fuck, I can't talk today.
Brother.
The annoying little brother of Pinnacle.
Yes.
And I found out firsthand. Yes, I am.
In 25 and a half shows, I've listened to all of them, so it's not like I give you shit.
Hence why you get smacked in the back of the head, choked with a cord.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, choked with an iPhone charger, so.
It's not an iPhone, but.
Or iTouch, whatever.
It's not an iTouch, it's just my cell phone.
It's a fucking, whatever it is.
It's a cell phone.
Although, you know, all right, if we're going to promote something, let's promote Cinema Sin Easter Egg, which is my most regular shit that I'm doing right now at two episodes.
Why don't you tell the folks at home what, at two episodes, it's my most regular. Why don't you explain what it is? Because you know what's funny is you say that I'm doing, because you put it together, but you don't actually participate anywhere, you know. But why don't you tell people at home what Cinema Sin Easter Egg is in case they don't know and where they can find it because they need to know that.
Yeah. Basically what Cinema Sin Easter Egg is.
And I need to fix the link on the website. Yeah. Well, I didn't have it before because you didn't know where you were going to post it at the time. So.
Basically Cinema Sin Easter Egg is I decided one day to give people who do their own podcasts or videocasts especially, or vidcasts, whatever you want to call it, the opportunity to like showcase a preferably public domain film that is pretty much underappreciated by giving them the opportunity to host it and, you know, do like their horror host duties. I tend to focus on the horror and sci-fi movies. So the first episode is Lord Bloodraw, who most of you know from Drunken Zombie. Lord Bloodraw hosting.
And you should be checking out on YouTube.
Yes, you should also check him out. YouTube.com/LordBloodraw.
He does on
amazing.
Drunken Zombie, he does Lord Bloodraw's Bent Frame. The only part of Drunken Zombie worth listening to. Oh, you know what's funny though is Brian would go, "Yeah, you're right." Yeah. I love those guys.
He keeps it classy.
Awesome guys.
He's Lord Bloodrot is a fantastic person, very nice guy.
Hey Brian. I sent Uncle Randy a picture. Guess what they have in Cincinnati now?
Oh fuck.
Old Rasputin.
Yes.
There you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's there. Lord Bloodrot just ties the whole show together for Drunken Zombie.
The beer that you can
Great
chew.
Show.
That should be their new slogan. Old Rasputin. It'll fuck you up, and you can chew it.
Nice.
And then episode two?
Yeah, episode two, we have the ever-awesome Spooky Bill of Pathophysiology of the Living Dead, also a member of Penny Cult, hosting Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. And it's really cool, and you can check it out online at Vimeo.com, that's Vimeo.com/CinemaSinistre. There will be a link on Penny Cult. So go ahead and put that up.
What was that? It'll be on there. If I go like this, he'll do it.
Yeah,
whatever.
I've made it so that, you know, and since they're all public domain movies, they're completely legal and free to download. So I made it so you can actually download the movies instead of just watching them online.
I also want to say that Fan Kids have been doing some really cool stuff on YouTube, including some interviews with people and whatnot. So go over there and looky for them. Yeah, you ought to try to get them to do a CinemaSinistre. That
would
be really
awesome. I would
awesome.
Love to have that.
And they submitted a film to the Drunken Zombie Film Festival.
Yes.
And I think they got... I don't know what they've accepted yet or what they haven't, but I think they are.
I think they've announced a couple of
things. Yeah, well, I'm not sure though, but you can go over to drunkenzombie.com and you'll start seeing more and more about that as because it's in November.
Yeah.
So you might want to go over there and check that out. Yeah, I think that's all we got. If you're not listening to LunarCast, there'll be another one. I was hoping to get you on a LunarCast.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's going to happen now at this point. Maybe we'll just Skype it in.
We could probably do that.
We're actually going to do some of the canon, which is some of the stuff that led up to Full Moon before it actually went Full Moon. We haven't decided fully which movie we're going to do. There was some talk of Reanimator or From Beyond or even Troll.
Or
Dolls. Dolls I really like to do, but you don't...
I don't have it. Or Netflix.
Yeah,
so.
Which kind of blows. But we'll figure
but
that out.
I will look for it.
Yeah.
So I'll do.
Have you ever seen Dolls?
Nope.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. Yeah.
It's basically like Gray watching Trancers for the first time.
You mean Subspecies?
Or Subspecies, yeah.
Which he's going to be back on. I haven't talked to Gray in a while. I need to talk.
He's got a lot of faucets to turn off.
Yeah. Gray. Sir, the word is facets. Faucets are the things that water... I love you, dude. But every time I hear you go... There's many faucets to my show. I'm like, really? Is there just water pouring out all over the place? It's facets. Please say that. I love you, Gray.
Nancy Loomis.
Gray is Dark Hours.
Nancy Loomis. That's all I got to say.
He hasn't done a Dark Hours in a while.
I know. I kind of miss it.
So I don't know what's going on with that. But
I'm a huge supporter of
Dark Hours. He must be pulling a Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, probably. We all have been. It gets difficult. It's like life gets in the way. Life really gets in the way. And this is free shit we do because we want to.
Yeah.
So.
If you like
we don't get paid, motherfuckers.
No, we pay.
We don't get paid.
So, and it's probably because we all suck. So
let's say this. All right. If you like it, support the show. All right. By listening, telling other people.
There you go.
And we also have.
Donations.
Donations.
Let's not talk about donations right now.
But.
The link, the donation button's all fucko, and I can't. Get it to work
Send
right
now. Send it to Stu at...
Welcome to the world of PayPal.
Yeah.
And how fucked up it can be.
Yeah. What about the shirts, though?
You know, we don't have Wrecking Crew shirts yet. We have a really killer
Penny
design. There's one Penny Cult one.
A Slugcast one.
And a Slugcast one.
Which is pretty awesome.
We have a really cool design that I came up with for Wrecking Crew that for some stuff, and maybe we'll throw that on a shirt or something and
pretty
see
cool.
how it goes, but... Yeah, you know, it's because it's not about, you know, if I could make a living doing this, I would do it because I love doing it, but it's not, you know, we do it because we want to, and it's not about making money. I mean, not really.
It'd be awesome to do
As much as we'd love to make money
absolutely.
One day, but, you know.
Well, absolutely. It would be.
In reality.
Just because then I could do this, you know, like 5 days a week, and we could go, you know, do interview all kinds of really kick-ass
But in all
people.
Reality, it's not going to be.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, though. we'll figure something else out. And maybe, hopefully, we can keep doing this shit, you know?
Quick question. While you guys are on here and everything, you guys still do the walk for leukemia thing?
We were... Here's the way it was going to go down. We wanted to do... We want to do a new... Another show. We did the Big Hair Bash year before last. And last year, we did a walk. We do something cancer-related every year. And we wanted to do another bash this year. It was just time... to put it together and everything that we didn't have. So we decided we're going to shoot for the spring and put together another benefit show. We've talked to a couple bands and some other
things. Yeah, we're a little more time to plan out.
To plan it. We want to plan it and get it. And we have some people that have kind of offered the help. We
and
think we might
are
focus
a little
on,
more
on
into the whole
that
organization.
Done this sort of thing. We put together one. It was very difficult. We might focus on breast cancer for this one because of some of the people that will be working with us and some of the things that have happened recently in my life.
Well, it's a fight against cancer.
And it's fighting cancer.
And it's focused on
boobs. I have to talk to you, Stu, because this just came up. Actually, the big boss at my work, one of the big guys, is putting together for my work a walk, a cancer walk.
Okay.
So I thought maybe we'd just get involved with that for this year. And then I figured you would be. And he's looking for people to kind of volunteer to come walk and whatnot. He's like, support with money if you can, or just by being there and walking if you can't, you know, and if you can find some. So, Slug, we hope you will sponsor us.
Wow, put me on the spot.
Oh, dude, you can give like $20 and you can
sponsor. Hey, and if you don't, we know you like cancer and you're an asshole.
That's right. That's always Stu's slogan, like, support us or else you like cancer and that makes you an asshole. I'm just effing with you, dude. Yeah, but
that just reminded me
when
of,
it happens.
Johnny Cake being aughts.
When it happens, Cakes is awesome. I love you, Cakes. When it happens, which is within a month or so, we will put the call out on the show. Again, it's not for money for us. It will be. We will ask anybody out there to donate to sponsor to to fight against cancer. So that's something we've been into. For those of you who don't know, I lost my grandfather when he was way too young to die of cancer. We lost one of our close friends who was 29 years old. Stu lost his mother and grandmother. So it's kind of a big deal to
both
us.
Both grandmothers and mother.
To add to it and possibly bring the show down, I've had my uncle was dying of cancer and decided
not anymore.
To...
he finished himself.
And on a really sad note, too... To really add to that, Robert Schimmel, the comedian who has actually been fighting cancer for years and winning, died in a car wreck this weekend. So that really sucks.
So he won, but he lost.
He's been beating cancer and died in a car wreck, and that's very sad. So with that, we're going to ask Stu to play some fart noises off his iPhone.
Yeah. Bring it up, yeah. Nothing like ending the show on suicide,
so that we can. We've given you.
Accidents.
We've been gone for a couple of weeks, and we'll be gone for probably about another two, and then we'll be back. But we've given you an hour and a half show.
That was so well timed.
Oh wow! So please keep listening.
Even if it's just that.
And until next time, remember to always stay awesome.
Oh, fuck.
And appropriate as it is, we're going to go out with a song by Catawatha. And the song is called Agape.
Wow. Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. Thanks for listening, guys. Slug, thanks for sitting in with us tonight, man. It's been
always
a lot of fun. We were glad to have you here this weekend.
Agape.
I had a good time with you this weekend, sir. Until next time, guys. Stay awesome.
And peace out, yo.
Was
This has been a Pinnacle Protection.
This program was recorded at Seedling Studios and is a Pinnacle Production.